Mr. Chaudhasia was taking interview. I was also reminded of who was answering. So I was also reminded that how this WhatsApp is creating, you can say, awareness of things. And the joke has been circulating since many days that a friend asked, so what do you celebrate on 14th of February? And the friend answers, if you have a girlfriend, then it's Valentine's Day. If you have a wife, then it's Mahavir Jayanti. And if you have none, then it's Hanuman Jayanti. So, anyway, so we don't have to go into those details. So, the topic for today is love for life. So, what is love? The definition of love, it was surprising when I went into dictionary to find the official definition for love. The only one sentence that appealed to me was, it is a strong feeling of affection. Okay, and after that whatever was written was completely nonsense, and you can read it for yourself if you wish, but whatever they had described had nothing to do with love as in what we expect love. And let's take it as a strong feeling of affection. Now when we say love, I'm not going to ask each and every one of you, but I want you to think. When you think of this love, this strong feeling of affection, what comes to our mind? Naturally, what thing comes to our mind is love between a boy and a girl. Yes? No, love. Why? You know why? Who takes the credit? Bollywood! Yes, the whole credit goes to Bollywood, Hollywood, Tollywood, whatever. Because love, pyar, dil, they are the most common themes of all the movies in Bollywood. Most popular songs, they have this word, pyar, dil. So, in our mind, and of course, as we are growing, as we grow, reach a certain age, then also definitely the word love means something very specific to us. Okay. But today we are going to have a little deeper look, and then we're going to look around in our life. What we think and what is love. Okay. So for that we are going to see a video.
you as well. You were doing these interviews of with him before.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about the job that they started. It's not just a job. It's sort of probably the most important job. The title we have going right now is Director of Operations, but it's really kind of so much more than that. Responsibilities and requirements are really quite extensive. First category for the requirements would be mobility. This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all the time. Constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, high level of stamina.
Okay.
That's a lot. For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure that'll change from time to time. We just sit down here and there now.
You need a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, so like no lunch?
You should have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch.
I think that's a little intense.
No, this position requires excellent negotiation and interpersonal skill. We're really looking for someone that might have a degree in medicine, in finance, and the culinary arts. You must be able to wear several hats. Associate needs constant attention. Sometimes they have to stay up with an associate throughout the night. Being able to work in a chaotic environment, if you had a life, we ask you to sort of give that life up. No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up and be the band that. With a happy disposition.
That's almost cruel. It's almost a very, very sick, twisted joke.
Oh, I just have to sleep or...
Oh, no time to sleep.
Yeah, all encompassing almost.
That's exactly right.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane. That's very insane.
The meaningful connections that you make and the feeling that you get from really helping your associate are immeasurable. Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
No. No, I'm doing it for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No!
What if I told you that someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moms. That's awesome.
Oh!
And they meet every requirement, don't they?
Oh my god. Up to the past.
Yeah, no pain. They're 24 hours. They're always there.
Now I'm thinking about my mom.
Yeah, what do you think about her?
I'm thinking about all those nights and everything.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I know it doesn't seem like I appreciate all of it, but I definitely do.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin. My mom is just awesome. She's awesome.
So, isn't this the first love that we experience in our life? That's the love of? Love of mother. You said the purest love that one can experience in this world is love of mother. Very selfless. I feel even if you pay somebody highest salary, still nobody will be doing what a mother can do or what a mother does for her child. Sacrificing her health, her own hobbies, her interests, her time, just to keep her child happy. What is the sole motivation? Love. In 2008, in Japan, in one earthquake, a rescue team was going around looking if, you know, somebody requires help, if somebody is still alive. And they came to a particular house and they were passing by and they saw dead woman in the house, and they just looked through the cracks, and the leader actually somehow put his hand inside and touch. He was hoping if she could be alive, but she was dead. Her body was cold and stiff, and they just left to move ahead. To visit another building, another house, to see if someone alive, somebody's alive, to give their help. And as they were walking, the leader again stopped and thought, he should go back and check once again, because this lady who had died, her position was very interesting. She was sitting and she was bending over as if she is offering obeisances. She was sitting in Vajrasana and bending over. She was kind of curious, you know. So he came back and told the team that take out broken pieces, all the shafts. And he took out and he reached the lady and he put his hand behind, you know, below, from under her body. And he screamed, "It is a baby!" And there was a baby under this lady's body. She had put like this, you know. She bent over the baby and she literally took the entire house on her back and on her head. She died, keeping the baby alive. Immediately the doctor came to see the baby, and when they opened the baby's blanket, there was a cell phone. She had kept her cell phone inside, and on the screen there was a message: "If you survive through this, you must know that I love you." That's the love of mother. Only mother can love so selfless. That's that baby who survived. Who was rescued. Just by the love of his mother. We'll go to the next video.
Daddy is the sweetest daddy in the world. Daddy is the most handsome, the smartest, the most clever, the kindest, he is my Superman. Daddy wants me to do well at school. Daddy is just great, but he lies. He lies about having a job. He lies about having money. He lies that he's not tired. He lies that he is not hungry. He lies that we have everything. He lies about his happiness. Because of me.
as I was growing, when I reached a particular age, I would always wonder, you know, fathers in the family, I'm not from Bombay originally, and the place from where I come, at that time at least, the head of the family was always father, and only father worked, and mothers assisted the family. And I was always wondering, why this one man works 6 days a week so hard to provide for the needs of everybody in the family? He has to provide for education, he has to provide for clothes, for house, for all the expenses. And he is only working, you know. He is not enjoying just personally or nothing for himself as such. Everything for the family. And as I think now it's when I grew up, then I understood that it's love, you know. It's love that motivates the father to do what he is doing. Such tough thing actually. That way, if you see a father really sacrifices everything for the family. I want to speak of siblings, the love of siblings. It's a sorry condition in this of this world now that most of the kids don't have siblings. But the love of sibling is so deep, so sweet. A few weeks back in the newspaper came a story of a brother and a sister from Haryana. They were passing through not exactly a forest, but an area which was like full of dense trees, dense plantation. And as they were passing, a leopard attacked and just pounced on the brother. Sister was elder to brother. Just took the brother his shirt and put him in the bushes. And the sister was so horrified. She could see the leopard taking her brother like that. And she ran. And then she saw a leopard was just about to pounce on her brother and catch his neck. My sister just ran, screamed, and took her school bag and just hit the leopard so hard, can you believe, a girl, a young girl, a school going girl, she hit the leopard so hard that the leopard ran away. And then she picked up her brother and took him to the hospital. How this courage came to this girl to save her little brother, you know, that time without thinking, you know, I don't think there is anything else but love that motivates such actions. And then here the next we go, most here, always, is the love of friend. That's my most favorite topic to speak. What is a friend, you know? A friend is just like, he's another you. Maybe different, but he's just another you. A person who understands you, who cares for you, who guides you, who helps you, who encourages you, who corrects you. And you don't even mind. You don't mind your friend correcting you if you are going wrong somewhere. Rather, I feel this relationship is so special. Any relationship, if you see, is, if it is at its best, it is compared to a friend. Like you say, my mother is just like a friend to me. My father is like a friend to me. My teacher is like a friend. My boss is like a friend. So this is a special, you know, bond between friends. Very special, very sweet. And without any expectations. And best thing about friends is the non-judgmental nature. Friends don't judge us. Everyone else will judge us, but the real friend will never judge. The real friend only loves and cares. There is one story about, this is a story you all must have read or might have forgotten in the age of WhatsApp. The story is from the ages where people used to use emails, remember? Before WhatsApp came, emails were very popular. So in your emails, this story would circulate. This is from World War I, where a friend saw his best friend being fired and collapse. And this particular friend was in the trench with his commander, and his friend was fighting in front line. He was badly wounded, multiple bullets shooting his body, and just collapsed. His friend just was shaken, was shivering. He just asked his commander, "Sir, can I go to him?" And the commander said, "Yes, you can, but I don't think it's worth it. He must be already dead. And in the effort of reaching him, you may lose your life, or you'll get his badly wounded." Now this friend, whatever the officer spoke later, he didn't hear. He just wanted to hear, "Yes, you can move." Other things didn't matter to him. And just dodging the bullets, crawled to where his friend was. And then he came on his shoulder. And now reached the trench where his commander was, and he almost fell with the body of his friend. The commander looked closely at the wounded body, and then he looked at his soldier and said, "I told you right, it won't be worth it. See, your friend is dead." And then he stopped him and said, "Sir, it was indeed worth it. Because when I reached, he was still alive." And he looked at him and said, "Jim, I knew who will come. You will surely come. I didn't mind giving my life to hear these words from my friend. I didn't mind to give my life if my friend is expecting and is so much sure of my love to this man." That's friends. Now this is a question for you. To be or not to be, that is the question. English literature students, from where does this come? Oh, somebody spoke. Shakespeare, but something specific that Shakespeare wrote. About whom? Yes, but these lines are from, oh yes, perfect. Yes, Kapoor, studying in library. These lines are from the famous love story of Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet loved each other so much, and they wanted to be together, but somehow, like many love stories, they were not allowed to be together, and then they decided to be or not to be. Means to live or to die. That's only the question. Whether to live together or to die together. And then they ended their life. I am not going to speak in detail about this topic, because there is no love of stories. we have been watching the new Ukrainian stories. But to, I'm just collecting names, like the love stories of Romeo and Juliet. I was trying to ask Niranda and Lela Majnun. I was asking my friend, and I answered, I said, none from Maharashtra. Arey, Bajira Mastani. This is too much what people think. But this is about the love between lovers. And a step ahead from what we what is this? Marriage. The season of marriages starts after Tulsi Vivah in India. And then every other day there is a marriage. It's happening. In India, marriages are very special. They are very special. If you miss somebody's marriage, it means it's a big offense. The person will treat you like didn't come up. Sometimes clash of the heads, you can't attend, and it's taken really seriously. But in Western world, you know, no one takes it seriously. If somebody doesn't come to your wedding, you say, okay, next time. Because for us, at least till this day, marriage happened, supposed to happen only once, but in Western world, okay, next time. The person who doesn't attend also is sure and says, next time. Who is inviting you also, next time. We are following Western culture so much. I was thinking, it is so much affecting our society. That getting married, people think as if you are recruiting a person. You know, interviewing a person and recruiting him for some post, no? Post of husband, or post of wife. And unfortunately, Western culture in India, and there is something called as living relationship. Again, the principle of corporate, like how you go for a job, new job, you get an interview, get selected, then they keep you on probation. A few months on probation, that's living relationship, right? We are checking on you if whether you fit best for this post. And if we are satisfied with your performance, you will be given the confirmation and we can be husband and wife too. Yes. And then if you prove, then you can be promoted to the post of father or mother. So literally like putting corporate principles in personal life, and then if your performance is not satisfactory, fire, divorce, and then we look for another candidate. That's not our culture, but following Western culture, we are heading towards it with chest pain. And if we don't guard, it's soon going to become our culture. The relationship between husband and wife. Young girls may not like to think much about it, but I'm sure all of us, all of you, and already, are going to enter this relationship. Some way or the other. And this love between husband and wife is so special. Somebody says that, you know, woman is equal to man. Or why the man has to be superior. And I don't agree that woman is superior or equal to man. I'm seeing some eyes like this. That doesn't mean that she is inferior. She is not at all inferior. Nor the male is superior to her. But they are different. different. You cannot say that a woman should be like a man. No. Why she should be? She is unique. What she can do, a man cannot. Why should she do what a man is doing? She is different. A man cannot give birth to a child, no matter what. A mother is mother, a father is father. You cannot replace them with one for another. A man is man. And a woman is woman. She is. She is the backbone of the family. She is important. But as a wife, if we only try to prove how I am superior, and if the husband tries to do like the kapoors, then the relationship won't last. Yes. The example that comes to my mind whenever I think of husband and wife is that of Ram and Sita. Now, Sita Devi, she was a princess from Mithila, got married to the most handsome prince of Ayodhya, Lord Ram. And they came to Ayodhya, and now her most dear husband, the prince, is going to become a king. She's so happy, so happy. And on the day of coronation, Lord Ram is banished to go to the forest. When Sita Devi hears this, she's not broken. Ram is preparing to leave. She says, I'm coming with you to the forest. She lived all her life only in palace. She was ready to go to the forest with her husband. Now we don't stay in palace, but we are not ready to shift to a job with our husband from our 1 PhD house also. Yes, we have so many accounts. But when there is love, when there is a person whom you love, all the situations become happy. Yes? Only if there is love, then there will be a spirit of sacrifice, a spirit to adjust. So it's not compromises for better life. And similarly, Lord Ram, he fought entire world war for just one lady. Just to give protection to his body. Something very nice. Today morning I read, somebody sent me. This is from shadi.com. Many of you must have been told. But it said a very meaningful line. A happy man marries a girl whom he loves. And a happier man is one who loves the girl he marries. Make sense? So the next we move to something very special. Since our childhood we have been saying few lines. And that's the pledge. What is the pledge of India? India is my country. All Indians are my brothers. I love my country. Okay. Yeah. I love my country. What do you say? I actually ask many of my friends. Mera desh pranon se bhi pyara hai. Majha deshavar majhe prem hai. Hu mara desh ne chahu chu. In all languages, what is it? Yeah. Love for country. It is love for the country that keeps the soldiers. We have been reading about CHN. Avalanche for the last few days. How the soldiers in Siachen, how are they working so hard in such a situation? You know what is the temperature at Siachen usually? Minus 40, minus 45, and in extreme weather it goes to minus 70. Mm-hmm. They're actually fighting death. Why? Just so that we all can live peacefully. They said that if the light reflects on the glacier at CHN, and the light reflects on your eyes, you will go blind. Such extreme weather conditions. What is motivating them? They eat, they survive on only dry fruits and nuts. And whenever ready-to-eat packets are thrown from helicopter, the helicopter waits there only for 30 seconds for security reasons. In 30 seconds, whatever is thrown, the packet, food, in many days, once a while, they get to eat it. What motivates them? It's the love for their country. India has got freedom from Britishers. So many people have given their lives for love for their country. Yes. Bhagat Singh, when his marriage was fixed, he ran away from his house. And he told his parents, you know what he said? Azadi meri dulhan hai. That is his love. That's the love for the country. That motivates. So now, here we are going to jump to another part of our class about that. Just want to ask. So we see how life is filled with love everywhere. Each aspect of our life we experience love. Love of mother, father, friend, siblings, love of country, husband and wife, lover. Life is filled with love. And that's what gives meaning to our life, yes? Do you know people how they suffer if they don't have love? Frustrations, depressions, leading to suicides. Only a love can satisfy. And each person, each living being and actually is looking for that love. Is looking and whenever they don't get it, they are disappointed. That is the stage. This is the last video before we end our, not end, but we go ahead. This is my favorite video since my childhood. And from here we take this session ahead to reach the conclusion. Yes. So what is that hope? That's the loving connection of a soul with a super soul, right? God. When we are connected in loving relationship with the super soul, with God, or with Krishna, then all our relationships that we have become meaningful. How? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mamayavansho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Samadhi. What does that mean? All the living entities are my parts and parcels. So, what does that mean? If you love a person, you love everything about that person. Yes? If you hate a person, you just hate everything about that person and anything related, anybody related to that person. Unfortunate incident few days back in newspaper came. A person ran his car over a 3-year-old child because he hated the father. So I say yes. You just hate everything about that person, right? A really cruel, unfortunate incident it was. But for our connection, if all the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna, and if we love Krishna, then we naturally love every living being. And we make that, we make the connection with that pole which holds our life stem, and in its place. Now, how do we develop that love for Krishna? How do you develop a love for Krishna? Love is liking. Love is not that love. How do you start liking a pincer? I don't know new pincers of this age, and you may not know from my college days. But there were many, but I'll take a name which suits the kind of scenario, a Govinda. There was a hero named Govinda. And जैसे कॉलेज कैंपस में जैसे घुसो तो कोई कुछ ए गोविंदा तो मूवी देखता है हिंदी में तो गोविंदा का मूवी देखता है फिर गोविंदा का बस स्टॉप वो गोविंदा का मूवी क्या ये गोविंदा का मूवी कौन है गोविंदा व्हेन यू स्टार्ट एक्सप्लोरिंग गोविंदा को व्हेन यू वॉच अ मूवी व्हेन यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट गोविंदा टू अदर्स एंड यू स्टार्ट लाइकिंग रूम में पोस्टर आ जाता है अभी मोबाइल में फोटो आ जाता है वगैरह दैट्स हाउ वी डेवलप लाइकिंग फॉर लव फॉर समबडी राइट हियरिंग फ्रॉम देम फ्रॉम समवन हु नोस अबाउट दैट पर्सन सिंस वी डिड नॉट डिस्कस एनी लव स्टोरीज जस्ट एज वी एंड आई एम शॉर्टली लाइक टू डिस्कस द लव स्टोरी This is the love story, this is Krishna's love story with Rukmini. Do you know how Krishna and Rukmini married? What happened? It was not an arranged marriage. You know how things happened? Krishna kidnapped her. Yes? By her way. Rukmini sent a letter. Krishna, a love letter that please come and I want to marry you. And my brother fixed my marriage to this and this Shishupal. I cannot accept anyone else but you. So I love you. Please come and take me. What's the movies in your story? Apna original. That's the original. यहाँ से थोड़ा फिर बंदर changes करके नहीं हो सकते हैं movies. So do you know when did Rukmini meet Krishna for the first time? Not like this. How they saw love at first sight. You know? Anybody knows when did Rukmini meet Krishna? The day he kidnapped her. Means? When she wrote love letter to Krishna, she had yet not met Krishna. She had not seen Krishna. Not on, not a, not photograph also. You want that picture in the video of my name? No. Then how did she develop that love? Because she heard. She heard from Brahmana. She heard from the devotees of Krishna about Krishna. His qualities, his pastimes, his beauty. And she was so attracted because Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is the Supreme Personality of God and he is all attractive. And hearing about Krishna attracted her heart so much that she just wanted to be Krishna's. And no one else's. And she wrote a letter, very nice. And she sent it to a Brahmana who traveled. Gave it to Krishna to read the letter. And Krishna traveled. Krishna immediately started. Now Krishna had not met Rukmini ever. But he knew about her. That Krishna, that is Krishna's love. Not only for Rukmini, but for all of us. And he's just waiting for our love letter. Oh Krishna, please come. And he's just there. We just have to call. So that's the method. Hearing. By hearing we develop love for Krishna. And as we develop love for Krishna, he's just eager to come, give us the love for life, to make all our relationships meaningful, to make all the love for life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.